The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. A trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump from imposing sweeping global tariffs on imports. It concluded that the US president exceeded his authority when he unveiled additional taxes on foreign-made goods. Here's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
If I look at the text of this ruling, it says that it is absolutely clear that the Constitution assigns the United States Congress the exclusive powers to collect tariffs, to impose tariffs, and to regulate commerce with foreign nations. Now, I have no doubt that the Trump administration will be appealing that ruling, but on the face of it, it is a substantial blow.
Elon Musk says his role in the Trump administration has ended. The Tesla owner thanked the US president and said he was stepping down as his scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, says he wants resident doctors to vote against strike action. It's after polling suggested almost half of the British public are against the proposed walkouts. They're being balloted by the British Medical Association, who want a 29% rise to restore historical pay freezes. The government's stepped in to take control of two major new reservoirs as it warns UK water supplies are under threat. The aim is to fast-track the delivery of projects in East Anglia and Lincolnshire to improve resources for 750,000 homes. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And you are right on time to start the morning in style with some early breakfast here on Classic FM. I'm Lucy Coward. Hello to you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The Saraband from the Saraband de Rigaudon by Saint-Saëns. Paul Meyer directed the Mannheim Chamber Orchestra. And Anitra's Dance from Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite No. 1 was performed by the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra before that. Zachary Oramo with the baton in hand. Hello, good morning. It is Thursday, May the 29th. Lucy Coward with your early breakfast on Classic FM. I hope you're feeling good about today. I don't think this rain bomb across the country that was threatened by forecasters is going to transpire this morning. I mean, who knows? It's anyone's guess. But I've got just the right music as we dip our toes into a brand new day. None more so than this piece that's just perfect for paddling to by Schubert.
Thank you.
Schubert's Trout Piano Quintet in A on Classic FM. From it, the fourth movement was delivered by Alfred Brendel, Tabea Zimmermann, Thomas Ettmeyer, Richard Duven and Peter Riegelbauer. It got me thinking about famous quintets, and not just the classical music ones. There's the Jackson Five, isn't there? And the Famous Five from the Blyton books, and NSYNC. Yeah, I think I've peaked with that lot. The intermezzo from the Corellia Suite by Sibelius, Vladimir Ashkenazy on the podium that time for the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra. It's Classic FM, Lucy Coward here. I read a lovely article over the weekend about dawn chorus workshops. These are short breaks away where you go and are taught how to identify birdsong in the early hours. An experienced guide helps you to pick out the warbles and the tinkles and the hoots and the coos of different birds, and the hope it helps you to form a deeper connection with nature. And you can also do all sorts of other activities like canoe safaris or hiking. But it's a lovely idea, isn't it? I do feel, however, that every weekday morning you and I have our own Dawn Chorus workshop where we share a piece of choral music around this time to set a marker for the day, a gentle way of getting up and at 'em. So go ahead and pick out all the lovely strands of singing as we partake of our own sing-song now. This morning's vocal warm-up on Classic FM is performed by the Choir of Bath Abbey. The Choir of Bath Abbey performing our early breakfast dawn chorus this morning on Classic FM. Ubi Caritas by Ola Yalo. Hugh Williams had the baton in hand. And if, by the way, you are a Jane Austen fan, check out Bath Abbey's celebration of the author this year. It's the 250th anniversary of her birth. They're celebrating the connection between Austen and the Abbey with fun days and screenings. And here's the thing, reenactments as well. Owen Arwell Hughes in charge of Camerata Wales as they played On Hearing the First Cuckoo in Spring by Delius. And I've got news of a brand new show that's coming to Classic FM to share with you shortly after we partake of a little folk dance.
Classic FM.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco. Every little helps.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
April 30th, 1980. Armed gunmen burst into the Iranian embassy in London, taking 26 people hostage. A tense six-day siege ensues, and millions gather around their TV sets to witness history's longest newsflash. In his new book, The Siege, Ben McIntyre tells this dramatic story in full for the first time. This is the story of what really happened on those fateful 6 days. The Siege. Available now in paperback from Waterstones.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Jonathan Plowright performing Bendel's Hommage à Chopin No. 1. And before that, the Royal Ballet Sinfonia brought us Constant Billy from Philip Lane's Suite of Cotswold Folk Dances. The director was Gavin Sutherland. It's Classic FM. And as you may know, our composer in residence is Debbie Wiseman, who's written countless hit TV and film themes. Well, to mark 10 years in the job, Debbie is presenting a special series in which she speaks to some of the legends of the screen who she's collaborated with and written music for during her career so far, and will be featuring some of their favourite pieces too. The programme starts Friday, tomorrow night at 9 here on Classic FM, and her guest for the first episode is the award-winning actress and author Sheila Hancock.
Thank you.
Zippoli's very peaceful Elevation on Classic FM, performed by Gordon Hunt and the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra. And so we will get the latest news next, after which there'll be something from Mendelssohn's Last, his last concerto, and we'll also hear a carol. Yes, I know what you're saying, but trust me, this one is worth it.
Classic FM.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour.
Mm.
It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco. Every little helps.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, a trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump from imposing sweeping tariffs. The judges concluded the president exceeded his authority by using emergency powers to bring in levies on nearly every country. The White House says it will appeal. Classic FM's Washington correspondent Simon Marks has been looking at the ruling.
It says that it is absolutely clear that the Constitution assigns the United States Congress the exclusive powers to collect tariffs, to impose tariffs, and to regulate commerce with foreign nations. On the face of it, it is a substantial blow.
Elon Musk has confirmed he's leaving the Trump administration. The billionaire entrepreneur led the Department of Government Efficiency. His departure comes a day after he criticized a bill at the center of the president's legislative agenda. Data obtained by Classic FM shows a 60% increase in children being caught with knives in schools in 2 years. There were more than 2,300 cases in the last fall school year, including on pupils as young as nine. Sam Waters is a head teacher in East London and says social media is a big part of the problem.
There's also lots of young people that do not necessarily want to commit violence, and they're not thinking, I'm going to carry a knife because I want to stab someone and hurt someone. But because of all the stuff they're seeing on social media, they're scared.
The government is aiming to halve knife crime over the next decade. The government stepped in to take control of the planning process for two major new reservoirs to try to speed them up. Projects in Cambridgeshire and Lincolnshire have been designated as nationally significant. Officials have warned that UK water supplies are under threat. Chelsea have become the first club to lift all four of the current European trophies. They came from behind to beat Real Betis 4-1 to win the UEFA Conference League. And the weather, rain moving east.